table, I'm able to get...
Hey, Dan here, dialing in another TWI, and this is going to be a short one, actually. Talk about a little something that's closer to heart and personal, and that's one's text editor of choice. I've gone through a lot of text editors in my time. Always VI or VI Improved will always have that special place in my heart because it's handy-dandy and cross-platform and pretty much on every distribution of Linux or any of the BSDs that you opt to use. You're always going to find VI Improved. Never been a big Emacs fan. That's because I'm too lazy to learn it. But anyway, it's a text editor always ends up being, you know, a person's personal choice and very close to them, especially a programmer. So I just want to talk about some of the ones that, you know, briefly mention some of the ones that I've been using in the past and what I've kind of settled on to do my primary work. Text editor for PHP development. I guess, you know, I've used one of my favorite ones that I've used in the past was Bluefish, and essentially that I believe primarily runs under Linux. You can get it on OS 10. I'm not sure if there's a Windows port, but Bluefish has always been handy. I found it kind of enough features with being able to do, you know, if you do an HTML, it's primarily an HTML editor. Has some nice handy stuff for helping out with writing HTML, debugging some stuff, running it through Tidy. It's got CSS support, but it's not the greatest for PHP support or other languages. It's got a code highlighting, code coloring, everything like that. Pretty handy. Bluefish has always been one of my favorite ones. And when I started working at this new place that I'm at back in October, they were using Zend for their PHP development. And I found Zend pretty handy. It was pretty heavy for an application, but it was really great for their documentation with regards to writing PHP. Bracket matching is always handy. Highlighting everything, being able to almost, you know, essentially some people have said it's almost like it writes it for you, and it was very handy. But you know, it comes with a heavy price tag, $200 to actually purchase the application. And for what I was doing with it at the time, I figured, why not check out Quanta, KDE's web development application? KDE's Quanta was not as heavy as Zend was, and it had some of the same features. Again, I was really into bracket matching, syntax highlighting, and different plugins and everything that you could apply to Quanta. Made it very handy. I liked it. I liked it a lot at first, and the only downside was it was a heavier footprint than Bluefish. So it kind of bummed me out a little bit there. But I used it. I used it for a couple of months, and things were going pretty well. And when I looked over and I had seen a lot of the other developers were using JEdit. And I had played around with JEdit for a while. Now, JEdit is they dub itself as the programmer's text editor. It is a Java-based application. It's been released under the GNU GPL. It's cross-platform. OS 10, OS 2, Unix, VMS, Linux, Windows. You can get it and easily install it so long as you're running Java on your system. And JEdit, I've grown to really, really, really appreciate JEdit for being a light and very featureful text editor. I use it primarily for PHP, obviously. It has the syntax highlighting. It has the bracket matching. It's really great. It has some auto-completion features. And I think one of the most impressive things about JEdit is it has a built-in plugin manager, which allows you to enhance the functionality of JEdit, kind of similar to Firefox. With its plugins, you can go to the Fire, you know, you click on the extensions, you go to the extension site, and you can choose whatever ones you want automatically and downloads and installs it into your Firefox session. And you just reload it, reload Firefox, you're good to go. Well, JEdit has a similar type of plugin system, but it's all It's all bundled with the JEdit application itself. There's a menu item for plugins. You fire up the plugin manager. First time you install or run JEdit, you're going to have to update that plugin manager. It builds a list of, it asks you where you want to get the plugins from. Kind of almost like Perl when you're setting up CPAN. It will pull down all the plugins that are available for you, and you just check off what you want. I mean, there's plugins for everything. There's a calculator plugin. There's a Sudoku plugin. There's an IRC plugin. You know, who wants to run IRC in their text editor? I don't know. But it's kind of handy. FTP plugins for connecting to FTP or secure FTP shares. And there's a whole bunch of different plugins for different languages. Ruby, C++, C. Different ways that you can enhance the way that the application handles files or a whole bunch of different things. Now, what I like to do is by default, because I'm using PHP, is of course I grab the PHP parser plugin. That's handy because that allows me to, it does helps a lot with the PHP. There's other things in there. CSS editor if you're doing web pages. Color chooser, which allows you to grab hex values of colors through a little, color chooser. Click on the color and it'll give you that hex value. Fill it in for you. The FTP one for using secure FTP to different sites. So when I can actually just secure FTP to where my files are and browse them through the file browser as if it was a local machine, or kind of like having on Linux, if I'm having my remote server mount an NFS share, or more to the point, a Fuse share, if I'm using the Fuser plugins to mount a SSH direct, use the Fuse. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't, maybe I'll have to do a twat on Fuse someday, if somebody hasn't already done it. But JEdit has been really godsend, and if you're in the mood for trying out and you haven't tried out an interesting text editor cross-platform, I recommend trying out JEdit. I give it 2 thumbs up. One of the things I've noticed that I wish editors had repositories for this is I kind of prefer to have a black background and lighter color text on the black background when I'm working. Most of them come set up already with a white background and black text on the top and highlighting, syntax highlighting that way, or color coding. I kind of prefer to reverse that, and I haven't seen like Bluefish or Quanta or even JEdit make it easy for you to do that. Zen did have you click a button and it flips and reverses everything, and all the syntax highlighting and color coding worked perfectly. These other applications, the free ones, the open source ones, you got to do a little tweaking and playing around with it, which it can be fun to some extent. You actually learn how the application works, but it'd be nice if there was like some kind of repository you could just pull down a theme or even a plugin in the case of JEdit to revert those colors for you and at least give you a default to work with that you can see on the screen. But you can get JEdit at the JEdit website, which is at www.jedit.org. And that's all I'm going to say tonight. You have a good one, and happy hacking. Okay.